We continue now with Masechus Beitza, Daf Yutesim Abeis, approximately halfway down the Yamud, where the Gemara continues analyzing the Braisa. So we had seen Reb Shimon Omer, Hareyu Omer, B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos, Kol Sheba B'chag HaMatzos, Ba B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos, V'chol Shelo Ba B'chag HaMatzos, In Ba B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos. Namely, we had seen in the Braisa that according to Reb Shimon, any carbon that you could bring on Pesach may also be brought on Shavuos and Sukkos, but if it cannot be brought on Pesach, so you cannot bring it on Shavuos or Sukkos. And of course, the subject of here is about a carbon todah, because a carbon todah may not be brought on Pesach because it contains chametz. So Reb Shimon is of the opinion, if you can't bring it on Pesach, you cannot bring it on the other Yomim Tovim either. So now the Gemara is going to present a problem with this shita of Reb Shimon. Says the Gemara, Maskeflo Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira strongly objected to Reb Shimon's shita. Hashta salosi misaltinon nidar nedavus mibai. Now wait a second. Obviously we're talking about Chol HaMoed. We're not talking about a Yomtif. We're talking about Chol HaMoed as we previously established. So if we're talking about Yomtif, that means that Reb Shimon is being so machmir that he's saying you cannot bring a carbon todah on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. So says the Gemara, if on Chol HaMoed you can go ahead and you could gather wood. Says Rashi, the Mishnah tells us explicitly, a Bryson, Moed Cotton, Kotsits and Eitzim and the Mechuber, Moed, Litzar HaMoed, you're permitted to go ahead and to cut up wood and to gather wood from the field on Chol HaMoed. So, Kavachomer, you should be able to bring Nedar Nedavos. There shouldn't be any question, but yet we see that Reb Shimon prohibits this. So how could this be? So, Amar Abaye says, Bahakrava Kul Yamag Lo Pligi Deshari. There's not a chlokus over here as to whether or not you may in fact bring a Korban Todah on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. It's certainly permissible. Ki Pligi, what then is the machlokus? The question is whether or not a person is required to bring a carbon immediately on Chol HaMoed Sukkos in order to avoid violating the Isur of Bal Ta'acher, meaning delaying, postponing payment fulfillment of a vow to bring a carbon. A person takes a neder that he's going to bring a carbon, so he has to hold to his word. And if he postpones doing so, so he's going to be in violation of the Yisr Bal Ta'acher. So at which point does that violation kick in? Obviously it doesn't begin immediately. A person is not expected to go ahead and fulfill his vow at that very moment. So at which point? So Tanakama Savar, Sholosh Regalim Amar Rachmana. The Tanakama says, the Torah says that what? You have three Yamim Tovim. And Afilu Shaloh Kesidron. And even if they are not necessarily in the exact sequence that we find in the Torah. Meaning the Torah tells us, B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos. So therefore, a person says, I'm going to bring a Korban Todah. So the Tanakhama would say, you should bring it on the first opportunity you have. So if you bring, if you make an edit to bring a Korban Todah sometime during the summer or before Sukkos, so then you should bring it the first opportunity, which is Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Reb Shimon suffered now. Reb Shimon says, Kesidron in, Shalo Kesidron lo. Reb Shimon says, yeah, if a person delays having brought the carbon for three Yom Tovim Kesidron in the sequence that they are found here, so then yes, then he will be in violation of Bal Ta'acher, Shalo Kesidron lo. However, if they are not in sequence, no. In other words, according to Reb Shimon, you have to have gone through the sequence of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos before you would be in violation of the Yisur Bal Ta'acher. So let's say a person breaks a neder right after Pesach. So he's not required to bring Shavuos or Sukkos. And now he's going to have an opportunity, again, for three more Yamim Tovim. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. So essentially, there are going to be five Yamim Tovim that he will essentially fulfill before being in violation of Bal Ta'acher. That's the position of Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara now analyzes the last opinion of the Braisa. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, maybe Adam Todasa B'chag HaSukkos. It says that according to Rabbi Shimon Lazar, a person can go ahead and what? He can bring his Todah on Sukkos. Amos, what is this? Ilema B'chol HaShemoed. If you're going to tell me that what, you can bring on the Chol HaMoed, Ha'na Tanakama. That's the same opinion of the Tanakama. Tanakama also says you can bring on Chol HaMoed. El B'yamtif. It must be the Rebbe. Elazar Reb Shimon is saying that you can bring it even on Yomtif. Uksavan, he holds the Dar Nedavos Kreven B'Yomtif. He holds that what? And that Neder Nedava, the fulfillment of a vow, or according to Karben Nedava, a volunteer carbon that a person wants to bring, may be brought even on Yomtif. So says the Gemara, Umayishna Chag HaSukkos Denaken. If in fact Rav Elazar Rav Shimon says that you could bring a neder nedava on Yom Tov, so why does he mention specifically Sukkos? Right? If we're talking about the permissibility of doing so on Chol HaMoed, and Pesach was not an option because it was Chametz, we understand, why would we be talking about Sukkos? But if according to Rav Elazar Rav Shimon you could bring the carbon even on Yom Tov itself, so why does it say specifically Sukkos? The same should be true about Shavuos, not Pesach we saw because there's Chametz in the carbon Torah, but you should be able to bring it even on Shavuos. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon LaTameh. The Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is essentially following the same reasoning that he expresses elsewhere. The Tanya, it says in the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lo Yom HaChag HaSukkos. The Pasuk doesn't really have to say Chag HaSukkos, Shabbo HaKasa B'daber, because it's that very topic that we were already talking about. So why is it that the Torah says Chag HaSukkos, Lomo Ne'mar, why is it mentioned? Lomo Shezeh Acharon. It's coming to teach that this is the last of the three Yom Tovim. In other words, that a person does not violate the Yisur Bal Ta'achir until what? Until he postpones the fulfillment of that neder until after Sukkos. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lomo Shezeh Gorin. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he says, no, Sukkos is mentioned to teach that it's this Yom Tov which is goreim, literally, which causes the iser of Bal Ta'acher to be violated, even though the other Yom Tovim have not necessarily passed. So Lozer Rabbis of Shimon is of the opinion, as we had stated previously, that a carbon toda must be brought on Sukkos. Not that it may be brought on Sukkos, because if that were true, then the same could be true about Shavuos as well. Because after all, he holds that you could bring it on Yom Tov. You don't have to wait for Chol HaMoed. The reason why he singles out Sukkos is because he's saying it must be brought on Sukkos because that is what is goreim the Isra Bal Ta'acher, and he deduces that from the fact that the Torah mentions specifically Chag HaSukkos in reference to this din, even though the Torah was already talking about Sukkos, so it didn't have to mention Sukkos at all in the first place. Now, it said at the end of the Braisa that we had seen previously, says V'yotzeba Mishum Simcha, that if a person brings a carbon todah on Yom Tov, he can fill with it the Shami Simcha, the mitzvah of bringing Karbanos Mishum Simcha on Yom Tov. Ve'ini Yotzeba Mishum Chagiga, however, the Braisa said, he cannot fulfill the obligation of a Chagiga. So says the Gemara Pshita, this is obvious why, Dovah Shebechovahu, because the carbon Chagiga is an obligation. V'chol Dovah Shebechovah, Einu Ba Elim Nachulin. Something which is to fulfill an obligation could only come in Nachulin, meaning it can come from an animal which was not already sanctified for another purpose. Once a person takes a neder that he's going to bring a certain animal as a korban todah, so now he has an obligation to fulfill that obligation based on his neder. He took a pledge. However, the korban chagiga is an obligation which the Torah imposes. So you cannot go ahead and fulfill a chova min haTorah by anything other than chulin. So says the Gemara Lo Tzricha, no, the chiddush over here is the afa gav de parish, that even though when he separated the animal originally, he made this stipulation, that he said, I'm going to bring a korban todah, but when I do so with the intention that it also shall fulfill my obligation to bring a korban chagiga, so it's still not going to be effective. He cannot do such a thing, even though he's not looking to sort of double dip after the fact. No, when he went ahead and he accepted upon himself the carbon todah, he made that that condition, that stipulation, still doesn't make a difference. Kedabai minei Reb Shimon Alakish Reb Yochanan. As we find the Reb Shlakish asked of Reb Yochanan, Omer harei todah, if a person says, I hereby accept upon myself the obligation to bring a carbon todah. Ve'etzi ba yidei chagiga. And I intend at the same time to fulfill my obligation of bringing carbon chagiga. Hareini nazir, if a person says, I declare that I am a nazir, va'agaleach mimos ma'isasheni, and I intend to what? Cut my hair as part of the conclusion of the nazirus, I'm going to go ahead and bring karbanos from money of ma'isasheni. In other words, at the conclusion of the nazirus period, there are certain karbanos the nazir has to bring. So I intend to use the money that I have collected from my sasheni in order to purchase these kabanos. Mahu, what's the din? So amalei. So Rabbi Yochanan says, nader ve'inu yotze. That in the first case, where a person goes ahead and he takes a neder, that he is going to bring a carbon todah and also at the same time simultaneously fulfill the mitzvah of bringing the carbon chagiga. So nader, which means the neder takes effect, he is still required to bring a carbon todah. However, in a yotze, but he does not, in fact, fulfill the obligation of the carbon chagiga as he has stipulated. And in the second case, nazir ve'inu megaleach. The second case, he is considered to be a Nazir, but he may not go ahead and use this money that he intends to use for the Karbanos at the time of the at the time of the conclusion of the Zeus, when he cuts his hair, from Maaser Sheni money. And Rashi explains the reason why such a stipulation doesn't work. Nazir ben Magaliach says, Rashi, Mimos Maaser Sheni l'chulin, he has to take the money from Chulin. The cave and the Amargus, once he says, Harei Alai, once he says, I hereby accept upon myself to be a Nazir, Nischayiv. So at that point, Nischayiv, the Amir l'gavok, Mesir l'hedyo. When a person goes ahead and he makes such a declaration that he intends to do something, l'gavok, to bring something as a korban, so it's like you'd already given it to a hedyot. This is considered completely binding. And then when he says, on the following condition, lav milsi, it's too late. You can't go ahead and make such a stipulation at that point. And so therefore, once he says, I am a nazir, so that's it. At that point, it takes effect completely. And he doesn't have the option of purchasing the kabanos at the time of the conclusion of the zeros from maaser sheni money.